we're back again. We're always coming back. We're never here for very long and then we disappear again. So welcome to Deep Beats Hit Parade episode 9. We've been gone a while, apologies, but we're back again with another lineup of tracks that I don't know what Massey's picked and Massey doesn't know what I've picked. We're going to play them, we're going to talk about them, and we'll see how we go. And we've got a guest track from Paul for the second time running. Let's hope it's better than the last shite that he gave us. Okay, let's get this stuff out of the way. You can download our show via iTunes. That is strictlyum.com/iTunes. You can get it on soundcloud.com/strictlyum. You can get it on Facebook. Well, you can't get it on Facebook. You can get most things on Facebook, but you can't get it. That's facebook.com/deepbeatshitparade. And sometime down the line, you'll be able to get it on Mixcloud as well, but we're really not that bothered about it, are we?
Absolutely. What an intro. What an intro. I think we should end the show here. Of the episode.
Yeah. It's like a public service announcement.
Yes, and then that's it. Then we disappear for another 2 months.
So, we've been gone that long that it's now summer in Italy and winter officially in a day or two here in New Zealand. So, Massey's now looking tanned and got a t-shirt on, and I've got a jumper on, which is the third day since I've been in Auckland that I've needed a jumper. There you go.
Supposed to be nice and tropical up there.
Yeah. Don't believe the hype. It rains every 5 minutes.
There you go.
So, speaking of rain, and this has got nothing to do with it, should we crack on?
Off we go, man.
Okay.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Thank you. So that is Unberg Railroad. That's the original mix. That's from the EP Poles and Wires. And that's already out. Actually, it was out last year. That's how long that's been sitting around in my crate. Last year, yeah, I know. What the fuck have I been doing? Anyway, it was on Deepwit Recordings, and that is some random Ukrainian producer, and that's the only thing he's ever done since last year, which is a tragedy, because that is, I think that's quality. What did you think?
Yeah, I actually think that's quality too. It's a shame. I thought he was a very active producer. That's really nice. That's really beautiful, considering the time... what time it is here. It's a perfect way to start the day with the track.
It's the only song he's done.
What a shame. What's his name again?
Unberg. Unberg.
And we are assuming he's a guy? Well, I don't know. Well, don't know. Could be.
Assume nothing, well, I reckon. Could well, be anything.
Whether you're a guy or not, whether you are a woman... Yes. Just should do more, because that track is beautiful, man.
It is. It's a good track. I'm just Googling to see if I can find anything out.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
I didn't actually check it. I just looked on Beatport and he didn't have any other releases, which was...
He's got a
SoundCloud.
That is a shame, eh?
Yeah, it is. I don't know whether this is going to tell us if he's a male or a female, but...
Be curious.
Nikolai Labutz.
Ah, well, hard to tell.
Oh, he's got a couple of deep whip releases, and that's it. There you go.
Oh wow. Well,
get some more work done, you lazy git.
Yeah. He, she should do more, eh?
Yeah. I think Nikolai might be a bloke. I don't know.
Nikolai. Yeah, I would say Nikolai. Yeah. But yeah, no, beautiful track.
Nice.
Very, very nice. Very precise. I mean, you know, not fussing about. Just, you know, lovely break too.
Yeah, just bringing you. I'm just easing you in gently.
Yeah, I know. I was expecting something completely different from you, because since you went bonkers on last episode, throwing crazy stuff at me. So, because you did that in my selection this time around, I decided to pick some interesting stuff.
Cool.
So,
let's hear it.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. We'll be right back.
that was drum rolls.
What was that?
You know, we are trying to impress you with the special effects. So this is what a fantastic duo. I mean, I don't know, what can you say? Eddie Amador and Danny Cohiba. Track name is Stuck in New York. I wish I was stuck in New York, to be honest. And the label is Karmic Power Records. And the catalog number is KPR 211. And this is already out. What do you think?
I thought he was dead. I thought Eddie Amaro was already dead, but maybe I would.
What are you? No!
Yeah, I did. Anyway, I thought he was like one of those old kind of, you know, Shezdemir and kind of, you know, those people that are all dead now, but clearly not, because he's still making. I don't know who the other guy is, or Danny, whatever it was. Who's that?
Danny Cohiba.
Yeah, what does he do?
He has been working for 20 plus years as a DJ and producer, and has been publishing on very interesting labels. He's got his background, he's got his history, and I don't know.
You don't know
we
it,
go
do you?
From we go no no we go from working like with Deep Purple, Cher, Paris Hilton, everything really. Ron Carroll.
Whoa, stop there. Paris Hilton.
I know.
Really?
He must have done some collaboration.
Yeah. Yeah, who's putting Paris Hilton in as their CD? It's like, you know. Anyway.
Also, Jessica Satta from the Pussycat Dolls. So, just for your information.
So he'll do anything for money. Anyway, the track, however, I loved that. That was a cracker. I know. Come as a shock to you. It was kind of just like, you can imagine a whole club going off to that. And I'm too old to go to clubs, but I can imagine it. And that's good enough for me.
Man. Well,
it's a great, luscious kind of sound. It was really rich and kind of full. And it's bizarre because I've been listening to tons of demos recently where I've been commenting to people that there's too much in the song, and that's the problem. It's kind of too packed with stuff, whereas that's got tons of stuff, but they've just nailed it. Obviously, all that money that Paris Hilton stuffed down his G strings kind of paid off. Good track. Well done.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
that little audioscape is by an artist called Manny. The track's called I Want You, and that is the Rausch House remix. I hope I pronounced that right, because he's done a remix on the UM Records as well. It's out, it came out on the 14th of April, so it's already out. It's on Society 3.0, so that's Andreas Back, or whatever people know him as these days. That's on his label. It's taken from an album called Wave Machine. The bloke's from Hamburg, does all sorts of different types of genres, from kind of like indie kind of crazy shit through to kind of deep tech and some techno and stuff like that. Personally loving this kind of deeper stuff that he does out of everything he does, but seems to have a big following, and that is that's a beautiful track.
Yeah, as soon as I start hearing the track, I did think, here you go, 30 seconds in the show and you already go dark and moody. I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be another mellow freaking one of those. But no, I was wrong. And just a very polished work. That's how I like to define this track. Very polished. It's clean. It's beautiful. And what I like, it's not boring. Because you can define that. In the Italian crazy language, some of these tunes we would call like a carpet, a rolling carpet, which means that basically the track just goes and goes and goes and goes, and it's pretty much there isn't a lot of variation in the tune, but it doesn't mean that it's a bad tune, right? So all of this to say, it's a brilliant track, but what I like is that he actually managed to add nice melodies in it. There is that synth instrument that. That's my synth voice.
What everyone else can't see is the man that's now talking about rolling carpets is also doing this crazy shit with his hands in true Italian style. It's like kind of kneading pasta dough or something as he's going, which is a terrible racist generalization probably, but I've done it now, so it's fine. Anyway,
oh god!
So good, it's a rolling track, carpet track, and that,
yes,
that's yeah. Now the standard. Is it a rolling carpet?
What the fuck? But you'll have to buy me out. You'll have to buy me to the album, because I'm quite curious now.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard the album either.
Yeah,
It says it was taken from the album, so maybe the album goes back a way while. And to be fair,
must be good.
He's obviously quite tight with Andy, who runs Society 3, because he remixed one of his tracks that was out on UM. So they're obviously tight. And
yes,
I actually checked out a whole batch of other stuff on his on his Beatport, and there was some tasty stuff on there.
Fantastic, man.
Right.
All right.
Your turn, mate.
There we go.
Got to believe.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Tune was from Dominic Pointvogel. Forgive my pronunciation. Dominic, I'm sorry. Dominic Pointvogel, I hope I'm saying that right. AKA P-Bird. That left me a little bit. Do you know what I mean? But anyway, Dominic Pointvogel. The EP title is Rosabelle, and the track title is Rosabelle Believe. And this is coming out in June, the first days of June. And the label is called Siren Music and Art Productions.
What's the catalog
number? CMA027.
Fucking nobody cares.
What do you like? What do you like of this tune, of this downbeat, loungy? Eh? Did I surprise you there?
You did surprise me. And none more so, because that's two good tracks back to back. That could be the first time that's ever happened.
Ever.
I just thought that was like Sunset Terrace, Ibiza, wherever you are, wherever it is, Sunset, class.
Hey, oh my God.
Complex and interesting, shockingly bad sleeve design, by the way. It's kind of got, what is that? It's like the Fallen Madonna kind of in some kind of psychedelic pattern. Where's this label from? Is it Italian?
Actually, that's a good question.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lovely song. Just kind of, it was just interesting. Which you said you wanted to do interesting. Well, you've nailed that. Two tracks in a row.
Look at that. Hold on. Basically, I'm now Googling it. So, the label owner name is, I think, Florian Grams. He's a composer, music producer, texter, artist, and audio engineer from Munich. He's been creating music since 1994, so I believe the label is from Germany, from Munich.
Wow.
There you go. Well, Florian, that was a nice release.
Well done.
We're both happy with it. This is a record, 2-on-2. I can't believe it. It's your turn now. I hope you're going to pick something really bad, and I can trash you.
Deep inside. Oh, hope is there. You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade. Brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
So that is Julian Gomes. Again, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. The track is Wait For You featuring Sari Jazz. That's the original mix. It is taken from the album Late Dreamer, which I actually only discovered probably 3 weeks ago, and I haven't stopped playing it. So this Julian went to the Red Bull Music Academy in 2010. That was his first experience. 6 years later, he's got an album of this magnitude, of which there's probably 10 tracks on that album, which are equally as stunning. It's immense, kind of. And I hope the Late Dreamers, this whole kind of late blooming, but you name it, this album's got it. And it's on At Jazz, I should say that. And it was out last year. Another one. Last year. What have I been fucking doing?
You've been keeping this secret.
Oh, I didn't know anything about it. And then I saw something on Instagram, listened to a clip of another track that's on there. And holy shit, what an album.
So that's why I was wondering. I mean, first of all, the track just absolutely stunning. The production quality is immense, as you said. That voice, Madonna mia. I mean, what a voice. Heaven.
And there's a whole series of different vocalists on this album. Oh. And, you know, understandably, if At Jazz has been producing it in the little shed that he's got, then it's going to be well produced. But, you know, you can't hide the fact that the tracks are exceptional.
Man, another fantastic pick. Really, nothing much to say. Beautiful. I really have to get this album. I'm very curious to listen to the other tunes as well.
Yeah,
just
no, they're great.
Superb. But the quality of the production is it's astonishing, man.
Yeah, my notes.
Proper.
My notes to talk about this just say, fucking wow. There you go.
We'll be right back. listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
That was Untold, which is a duo. The EP title is Untold Resist Remix Single, and the track title is Resist, obviously. And that was a remix from Javier Orduna. I hope I'm saying that right. And
Sounded good.
And this is already out on No Beats Records, based in Hamburg. And the catalog number is NBZ004.
A lot of Hamburg tonight, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Looks like the place.
It had to come to an end, didn't it?
Nigel, no. Miseria. That's it. Me ne vado. Basta.
No idea what he's talking about. It was like, as a track, I was with it, kind of enjoyed it. Just got a little bit boring quite quickly.
Oh, really?
Like, I think it's nice. There's a nice intensity. There's a nice kind of pace to it. But actually, it got a bit boring.
That's interesting. Well, that's music for you, man. You know, it speaks in different ways. That's interesting. I was, I did find it quite enticing. It gave me the opposite feeling, if you know what I mean. I got lost into it. That's why I picked it.
Yeah.
But, well, it was really hard to... Yeah. To keep the standard up, you know, 2-on-2. That's
two
a record. Of
Come
a
on,
record.
Take it.
I mean, yeah, I'll take that. I'm happy with that.
To Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
understand what I say. I challenge you to understand what I say. I challenge you to understand what I say. Understand what I say.
So, keeping it eclectic, or what? That is Melody Man, Let Him Be Heard. That's from the Adamant Sessions, which is a various artists' release on Music and Friends, who have appeared a few times on here. Pat Lesizmore, is that what you say?
Yep. Absolutely spot on.
Jazza Mezzik, who's writing these? And Tune On are on there. Obviously, a whole bunch of kind of looping samples and piano hooks on that one. What did you think?
Absolutely fantastic. I was about to say, I almost picked it too. Just great tune. Happy music. Jazzy has. And, you know, the label keeps just, you know, he's doing something really interesting with the label, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of, it seems to be having fun.
Yes, exactly.
Because I played a couple of tracks from this. I think I played Pat's track, and I've played that one as well. They just kind of make you smile.
Yes, yeah, you're right. I was doing the same. While you listen to the tune, you're smiling and woo,
giving a bop
away and dancing. Yeah. Great tune, man.
Nice work. Thanks, Pat. Keep it up.
And we like the branding, right?
Happy
with the branding?
Yeah. Sleeve's pink.
Yeah.
You gotta be happy with that.
Yes.
But yeah. Are they the ones that do some kind of hand pressed, printed, stamped or something?
Yes. Yeah, beautiful vinyl, yes.
See, it's all coming back to me now.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. Oh,
That was Momo Arigato. I hope that's how you say it. The EP title is a tribute. Tribute? How did you say that?
Tribute.
Oh, good God.
Not a tree boot.
A tree boot. Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
Trib. Anyway.
Trib.
Trib. Ute. So that was Momo Arigato. The beat title is called A Tribute. Track title is Tribute Monica Remix. And the label is Petra Recordings. Catalog number PTR013.
Why don't you just choose tracks with easier titles?
I know, man, I was sweating.
You do the name nicely, but then, you know, Tribute. Anyway.
Tribute.
What did I think? What did I think? It's a tricky one because it kind of makes you want to like it because it's kind of big and boundy and interesting. It took like 2 minutes to actually do anything though, which was a bit like, come on, get on with it. And then it was big and it was bold and it was bouncy. A bit like a fat lass in an ice cream shop or something like that. It was kind of...
What?
Oh God, what am I doing? It was a bit meh, you know. It was a bit something and nothing.
I was starting to get worried. I mean, after the first two tracks, I was like, something is wrong here. Can't be
like
right.
Everything. And can't like
everything. We are back to the old. I like this.
Yeah.
So you didn't. Well, that's a shame. No, I did. I must agree on the intro. Maybe But then after that, I think it just flies off.
I like
the melodies.
Like
I'm all about melodies.
I want to like it because it's different.
It is. Hey? Yeah.
And it's kind of. It's, you know, it doesn't sound like everything else that's kind of you hear so much.
Thank God.
So yeah. You know, 10 out of 10 for being different, but kind of
nice.
5 out of 10 for being a little bit kind of like, well. I wanted sprinkles on my ice cream as well.
You want the fresh cream on it, the fresh panna, la panna fresca. That's
See,
good.
You're doing that thing with your hand again. I have no idea what that means. The fresh cabana? What?
What?
It's just nonsense. Stick a flake in it.
Oh, let's move on then.
Should we do another track from me or should we do the guest track?
Okay, I think we should go with the guest track.
Right.
And I think we should have a proper jingle this time. So if you could announce it, because we got a name for it, right?
Well,
if you could announce it, well, then I'll make it fancy.
Okay. We haven't actually got a title for it because nobody commented.
Oh, yeah, of course.
On should it be Jock's Trap or
I like the Jock's Trap
Paul's Pish.
I like the Jock's thing.
Okay, so we could go. I could do a Scottish accent as well. That would be offensive.
Yeah.
Hey, right, Jock's Trap, and everyone will be like, "That's not Scottish," but you know, as you heard Paul talk through the beard.
Oh, God. All right, let's go for it, man.
Let's listen to it. Let's see what he sent us. Hey, Jock's Trap.
Jock's Trap. Jock's Trap.
Reflections upon one.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Been told that there's only one way to live right. The truth unfolds as intuition breaks through the mind's fight. Like a needle locks in a groove and makes people feel it. Each of us has our own way to shine, so that all benefits. Dance through problems, watch them disappear. Choose to be happy today, 'cause it's all we have here. It's in our minds, in our bodies too.
This week's Jock's track, and that is Afro Mystique, spelt with a K, so it must be trendy. Infinite Rhythm, Swag's Universal re-edit, that was out on Om Records back in 2000. So that's 17 years old, that track, believe it or not.
What is going on?
It was a 12-inch and digital release back in the day. I can't really find out much from a quick search who Afro Mystique were, and everyone should really know who Swag was. They were Chris Duckenfield and Terry Farley, I think, from memory.
And they did Magic Terry.
They did a ton of stuff on Ginny Boy's Own back in the day, which on these shelves here behind me. I have.
Oh, wow.
Some of their stuff. I love Swag. Love the vocal. And I'm amazed that that song doesn't sound more dated, given that it's 17 years old.
I couldn't agree more. If I didn't know, not knowing the date or whatever of the release, you couldn't tell. It sounds fresh. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, he's done a lot better than last time's rubbish that he sent us. He's obviously thought about it this time.
He did.
Well done, Paul.
He did think about it.
We can expect comments about my shocking accent, no doubt. Sorry.
No, nice choice, I have to say, this time around.
Cool. Crap, I'm amazed. 17 years old, and that sounds awesome. It's kind of a bit
sounds fun.
New York and soul and all of that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Jesse Soul, yes. Nice one, Paul, this time around. Great pick.
Good pick this
time. Guys, let us know what you think.
Yeah, we might keep him on.
Yeah.
Right, my last track then.
Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Jelly for the Babies, Things I Do, Spenu remix. That's out on Ready Mix Recordings. Are they called Ready Mix Recordings? No, I think it's just Ready Mix Records. It was out in 2016, so another seriously, what the fuck have I been doing with my life? Spenu is aka Sizer Usal, who is one of those names that keeps cropping up here, there and everywhere, and I'm kind of liking. What did you think?
I do know this track, and I'm pretty sure we played this one already.
No.
In fact, I think I can give you shit for once. Because, I mean, Spenno, you get a double feature.
Oh, that's usually reserved for Will.
Yeah, no, we haven't played Will stuff in a while. We played this track on episode 7, my man.
Well,
there you go.
You might be able to take... Yes, okay, that's shocking that I've got a crap memory. But equally, when was episode 7? Presumably it was like 2015, the amount
probably
we do.
Probably like four years ago. I think four or five months ago, something like that.
Yeah, so we've done 2 shows in 5 months.
Which is shocking. We should really get onto it.
Yeah, we really should. So, oh well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I forgot we'd played it that long ago, but hey, still a good tune.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely fantastic tune, man.
Who picked it last time? Did you pick it last time?
Wow, that's... Wow. No, I think I can tell you that. Huh, because War Piece was mine. No, you picked it.
I'm consistent.
You see?
That's a positive.
Yes. It is a positive. I mean, you got to look at the positive, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm desperately trying to save my face here from forgetting. Should we listen to your track then? Moving swiftly along. Nothing to see here.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. We'll be right back.
that was the Muja. Oh, that's how you say it. That was the Muja. The EP title is Move EP. Track title, it is Move. This is out already? Yes, this is out already on Free Range Records, one of my favorite labels out there. Catalog number FR225. Off you go. What do you think of that?
Oh, boy. kind of creeps up on you, that one, doesn't it? I was going along with it. I was enjoying that. Then Denzel Washington or someone turns up and does a bit of a spoken piece. It's probably someone quite famous. I don't know who it is. It sounds like Denzel Washington. And I'm with it. I'm enjoying it. I'm kind of thinking, yeah, I quite like this. It's a bit retro. It's a bit kind of cool. And then someone drops the acid bomb in there. And it's off.
Mini-me.
I'm gurning away in a corner to that one. That's like a tale of two halves. I'm a bit astonished, really, because it's all mellow and moody. And then it's like someone switched the rebirth filter on. Come on, mate, let's go for it. Let's get the face mask on. Let's get nice one sorted. Jeez.
Yeah, I liked it. I'm glad you're feeling it. And it's got that nice rhythm.
Yeah.
I was moving my hands again. Sorry.
They must have had two tracks and thought, oh, fuck it, put them together.
There you go, glued. we keep saying the guy, and this is a wrong assumption, right?
So sexist, you Italians.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry. This is, it's just like, you know, it comes out later, this guy. We don't know. Her name is The Muja, right? So there you go. And she owns also a label, which is called Muja Label. And is a producer from Austria. There you go.
Austria?
Yes.
Nothing comes out of Austria, apart from a motorway, probably.
Man, this episode, I mean...
Oh, no, I'm on it.
We're walking a thin line.
I'm as popular internationally as Donald Trump today. Have I upset? Who haven't I upset?
But yeah, that was a nice way to... What do you think? To finish the episode, I think we should just call it... And that's the end of it? What do you reckon?
Just pack it in there. Who cares? I'm trying to find out if it is a bloke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry. There's no equality in this world.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going on a picture that it's a bloke, but
okay.
Obviously, you know, yeah, he seems to have a beard, so that would be, well, maybe not. Don't know. I should probably shut up.
So, no morning of bitching. Are we finishing on a happy note?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, you got anything to moan and bitch about?
Well, fuck, man. I mean, how much time have you got? But no, we can finish on a high note for once.
Yeah.
And leave the bitching and moaning to the next one, yeah?
Yeah. So, one last time, for those that missed it at the beginning, because it's quite a lengthy thing. We can, of course, download the shows automatically, which is perfect because you don't have to think about it. It just appears in your iTunes. If you go to strictlyum.com/iTunes, if you're still using SoundCloud, you can find us at soundcloud.com/strictlyum. You can get us on Facebook and find out what we're up to, which is facebook.com/deepbeatshitparade. And eventually the show will appear on Mixcloud when Massey finally gets around to putting stuff up there, because it's just not that interested.
Sorry.
Everyone goes on about it. Nobody's listening to anything on Mixcloud anyway. I don't know who's boosting anything on there. Anyway. So that's it. Check out the website, strictlyum.com. All the links are on there, all the track listings, all the everything that you really need. And keep playing good music.
Good stuff, man. Good to talk to you.
Yep. Till next time. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci to you, my man.